Good Thursday morning. I'm Jake Sherman, and welcome to your Political Playbook audio briefing, sponsored by Morgan Stanley.
And I'm Anna Palmer. The thing to watch this morning is more drama on the tax reform bill. Trouble is brewing as Senate Republicans will release a significantly different package today than the House. Chairman Kevin Brady is dealing with a massive revenue shortfall he is trying to plug, while lawmakers are getting skittish about providing massive tax cuts for corporations, while individual industries are making strong lobbying plays to keep their tax breaks in the code. One thing working in Republicans' favor is the GOP drubbing at the polls Tuesday. Lawmakers are very nervous about their own reelection prospects and facing voters without a single legislative accomplish in November.
Rachel Bate is reporting that Republican leadership is discussing whether to hold the House and chamber until the tax bill passes, which could be over the weekend. Who knows? Republican leaders have their work cut out for them. Congressman Daryl Issa of California shocked everybody, including leadership and the White House, when he announced his opposition to the bill. The issue for Issa and several New York Republicans goes back to restoring the state and local tax deduction. Meanwhile, Senate Republicans are getting ready to release their own bill without that deduction. It would stop short of fully repealing the estate tax.
President Trump's trip abroad continues. He held a joint press conference with the Chinese president. A couple of highlights. Trump called the U.S.-China trade relationship very unfair and one-sided. He said he doesn't blame China, but past U.S. administrations. And on North Korea, Trump said China can fix this problem easily and quickly, and called on the Chinese president to work very hard on it.
The autopsy of Republicans drubbing in Tuesday night's election continues. Alex Eisenstadt has a story about how the Republicans are facing a tough dilemma of running with or against Trump. The Washington Post has a piece up on Republicans fearful of more losses in the midterms. And Elena Schneider points out that Republican losses in Virginia crystallized a fear that many Republicans had. The special election victories and safe red seats glazed over the problems that suburban voters have soured on Trump and Republicans more broadly.
BuzzFeed has a scoop on how Republican mega donor Foster Friess is considering running against Wyoming Senator John Barrasso. Steve Bannon called Friess about the prospect, and he is now on a listening tour to decide whether he will run or not. Sungmin Kim has a story on Arizona Senator John McCain opposing Trump nominee Stephen Engel to lead the Justice Department's Office of Legal Counsel over his role in the controversial torture memos in the George W. Bush administration. And Bloomberg is out with a report that the U.S. has subpoenaed information from Carl Icahn related to his efforts to change biofuel policy when he served as an advisor to President Trump.
Stephen Overly has a story up about how lawmakers are concerned about the Trump administration's intervening in AT&T's proposed merger with Time Warner. They are concerned he's doing it for political reasons. Subscribe to Playbook at politico.com/playbook.